Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
Another one. We did a lot of work this week. We put together a music video, actually.
We did. We have our new mixtape coming out soon, and this was for the first single, and we shot it finally at the location that we wanted. We searched long and hard. As we talked about a couple weeks ago, you reached out to
people
friends,
from high school, just
family.
Like people I hadn't talked to in like 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, 40 years, just like everybody.
So we finally got a place, and we went up there on Saturday morning, and the last thing you said before we got out of the car was,
just don't burn the house down.
That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Right? We
have
one job.
That's the one plan. Do not burn this house down. It's too nice to burn it down.
Let's not do it.
Not this week.
So the family leaves for the day.
Yeah, by the way, like they entrusted us with like all the trust.
It was really nice. It was super nice of them. We had the run of the house. It was us. It was the director and the cinematographer and the camera crew. And we're setting up for, I mean, it must have been the first shot or the second shot of the whole entire thing. They take out the smoke machine. They set it up. It's going to be a dramatic shot on this big stairwell. And not 5 minutes in, what happens?
The carbon monoxide detector goes off.
And
it's like every 3 seconds is like,
this is not, it's not your typical, like, we live in a New York City apartment, we have our, you know, carbon monoxide detector, our smoke detector in the ceiling. It's not that. This is attached to a, like,
system.
A security system.
This it was is like the some, system
some,
is down.
Some Mission Impossible shit, and we don't know what to do. I mean,
you know, well, luckily, the wife,
yeah,
one of my friends, she calls me from the pool.
Because she got a notification on her phone.
That said that the house was burning down.
The one job we had. Don't burn the house down.
And she's like, hey, everything okay? And it's like, like, I can't hear anything she's saying. House isn't burning down. It was just the smoke machine.
Shout outs to us.
Shouts to us. The shot looks great.
No, she said this has never happened to them before.
She doesn't know how to turn it off.
She has no idea how to turn it off. And we don't have any idea how to turn it off. So this goes on for 20 minutes.
Forever.
And it just, every beep, you're hoping it's going to be the last one. And it is the loudest thing. You know the neighbors are staring. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And then we see
the cops show up.
The cop car drive past the front door. And I was like, oh no. And you know, we grew up not too far from there, and I know these guys. I don't know them personally, but I know them. I went to high school with them. These are the type of guys who never leave town, who only work out their arms. They don't do their full body workout. They only work out their arms, so they got, like, the uniform that just fits around their arms. They got the tattoos, like, sneaking out, the fire tattoos, whatever. And he comes up, and he was like, who lives here?
And we're like, not us, but
no one who lived there was there right then.
Yeah, it was like at the beginning of Home Alone when Joe Pesci shows up at the door.
When he's dressed as a cop?
When he's dressed as a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And all these kids are running around, all these adults are running around, and he's like, does anybody live in here?
Right, does anyone actually live here?
Yeah.
Yeah, same exact thing happened. This dude shows up, and he's like, who's in charge? And everyone points to Jeff. So he asks you for your ID.
Yes, and then he promptly walks outside.
I mean, you are the most suspicious person on set.
I was wearing long sleeves.
And he's like, he goes, I don't know, who knows what he does outside, but he comes back, hands you your ID.
No, he kept my ID. He said that he needed to talk to a homeowner.
Not great service up there, but you finally get her
on the phone. And the guy, first of all, is wearing a bulletproof vest and is very no-nonsense. He's not like, I don't think he's into hip-hop sketch comedy.
I do have to say, at a certain point, when you were trying to get her on the phone, he did say to me, like, you guys are recording a rap video here? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, who are you? I said, it's the real. ITSTHERAL. No apostrophes, no spaces. But anyway, the cop stayed there until the fire department showed up.
Right. And
until
then
the contractor showed up to turn off the alarm system. We did not burn it down.
No. Well, we didn't finish the job.
Right. We shot the music video. We did not burn the place down. We took great care of the place. Actually, they came home and were in such a good mood and so happy that we were there and so excited to see the video. We were like, man, we need to get them a present of some kind. And I was like, should we, you know, get them something? Should we take them out to dinner? Should we? You were like, maybe we get them some nice bottles of wine or something like that. And then we rethought it.
and we got their kids presents.
What did we get them?
We got them two fire trucks.
Because?
We wanted to teach the kids a thing or two about fire safety.
There you go. Jeff, a couple weeks ago, we had the Chicago rapper Dreezy on the podcast. And at the end of the podcast,
she didn't know what the name of the podcast was.
Yeah, we were like, your mom should be on A Waste of Time with It's the Real. And she goes,
what's that?
That's the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, A Waste of Time.
And so we were like, oh, that's really funny. Let's take that clip and, you know, mix some songs together, use some instrumentals, and feature that clip along the way, make it sound funny.
And people were like, that is the best thing you've ever done.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to hear that, that is on the Ty Dolla Sign...
Ty and the Dolla Signs.
...episode that we had last week. And people loved it. And so many people listened to that Ty Dolla Sign episode and heard that something like 23 minutes in or something, right?
Yeah.
He says...
A waste of time.
Ty Dolla Sign does.
He does. And so we got hit up the whole week, people saying, hey, you should do a mega mix and feature Ty Dolla Sign saying...
A waste of time.
So here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. A waste of time. The dollar sign. A waste of time. The dollar sign. A waste of time. The dollar sign. A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time.
Fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
The dollar sign is a legend, man, and it feels good to work with legends. A waste, a waste of time.
Yo, if you're wondering how I waste my time, yeah.
A waste of time.
Yo, if you're wondering how I waste my time, if you're wondering how I waste my time,
yeah. A waste of time. Waste of time. I would literally like stop the song, talk shit.
Fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
Put on another record while I'm talking shit.
Fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
Keep the shit going. It was lit the whole time. Lit the whole time. A waste of time.
What's that?
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 A waste of time.
A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time.
Fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
The legends.
It's the real.
The legends.
It's the real.
The legends.
It's the real.
A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of
time. There's gonna be some
waste of time.
Man, we used to pull up and let them fight that.
A waste of time.
Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that.
Waste of time.
If that little bitch walk up tripping, she get that.
Waste of time.
I don't
waste of
time. I don't
waste of time.
I don't have patience, baby. She gonna get on top of that dick and she gonna squish it like squish it.
A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time.
This week on A Waste of Time with It's the Real, we have Dave East, the Harlem rapper, the former basketball player who had pro ambition.
Yeah, I mean, like, he played with Kevin Durant
in AAU. He talked about his downfall, his rise, his cosign from none other than Nas.
He's hilarious.
He's so smart, a great dude, one of the most talented rappers out there right now, a XXL freshman this year. We had such a wonderful time with him. We were so impressed. I think everyone is really going to enjoy this episode. Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up, Eric, a.k.a. Discus Throw, a.k.a. Slingin' Weight.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Just Him Do It, a.k.a. Ferrari Krishna.
Yo, what up, it's Dave East, a.k.a. The Fierest Young Boy, a.k.a. Yeah. Eastside Gangsta, a.k.a. Yeah. Rich Roller, a.k.a. Yeah. Wayne O. Young, Dirty Young Boy, a.k.a.
Yeah, yeah.
Profit Day One, you know how we give it up, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Gangsta, we here, man.
Yeah, and this is a waste of time with this thrill. Dave,
like
what's up?
What's happening?
What's up? Best interview start of
all
time.
That's exactly right. Now, listen. Before we get started, you noticed all the cameras when you walked in.
Yeah,
if people are just listening to this podcast,
you're missing out.
You're missing out.
You're like, late, man. Yeah.
The greatest thing is that you can see the shades that are on Dave East's eyes right now. You you can see the shoes that are on his feet eventually.
Eventually.
Those Karen Civil hookups right
Exclusives.
There. That you would not sell for a lot of money.
Nah, I ain't selling these. Shout out to Nipsey,
for
man.
Nothing. That's right.
I ain't selling
these. Sign up at fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
See our episodes a week early.
Yeah, do
Why
it.
Not?
Dave, what's happening?
Chilling, man. Great day, great energy.
Good to hear.
Well,
welcome back to New York.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You were in California for a little bit, and we were just talking about your food choices when you hit the road.
Yeah.
You said that, like, west of the Midwest, it's dry out
it's
there.
It's dry, man. It's like every 400 miles of McDonald's. It's like, it was crazy, but we made it happen.
Are you picky when you choose the places that you stop to go to the bathroom in? Are you like, I'm not going to stop at that gas station?
Well, honestly, this is just me, but I've done it where I don't do number twos on the road. I've got to the point where I can hold that. Like, unless it's just urgent and we got to go find a hotel or something. But I don't, every time I'm stopping, I'm usually taking a pee.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting down. It's not enough toilet paper in the world to wrap on the seat in some of those spots. I ain't doing it.
And then, like, where you're eating, like, so we were talking about, there's an Applebee's on 125th.
Yeah.
You're not going there.
Nah.
But, like, when you're on the road, do you look for just, like, places that have names that you know?
Yeah, I go for what I'm familiar with. And then if it's, you know, I might get, you know, somebody might tell me something about a certain, like, especially on the west side, like, California, yeah. L.A., I know people out there, so.
So that's where you get Applebee's.
I can really, yeah. No Applebee's, man. I don't do the Applebee's. I might go there for a drink.
Right. You are not going there with Nipsey Hussle, though it is the neighborhood bar and grill.
Yeah, also, they have blue drinks at
Applebee's.
At Applebee's. Yeah.
neighborhood
Nip.
Yeah.
At the neighborhood bar and grill.
Yeah.
Well, all right. You were originally from the east side of Harlem.
Spanish Harlem, yeah.
Where are we going to eat out there? Like, where's the spot? And by the way, if there are places that you're like, you go to regularly and you don't want people to stop by because, you know, that's your spot?
Nah, I don't really, you know, it's a few spots. Petey's, Haji's on my block, 110th and 1st, best sandwiches in New York.
Yeah.
Mama's, that's the 123rd in Madison, good Jamaican food.
Right.
Lighthouse, Fish Market, that's on 7th, I think.
And all those places, like, you walk in there and they remember you?
Yeah, they know me in them spots. Like, them spots I get mad love from because I was going there before I was Dave East.
Right.
I was just David.
Yeah.
Just hungry going to the store. So, I just went to Haji's yesterday and the owner, Sal, he been there, like, Cam did the killer season and then,
been
there for 20 years. I can remember being 6-7 years old and he was there. So I brought my daughter there yesterday.
That's dope.
And you got to see my daughter.
So we have some friends over at MTV and they were Snapchatting you and you had your baby, like, you know, strapped to you. That's dope.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Or,
how's she doing?
She's super good. 4 months, getting fatter every day. She's good.
Here's the real question.
Step? Yeah.
With her?
Yeah.
I want to get into modeling, honestly.
Already?
Yeah, I do. I want to really, like, before I just jump into it, based on her looks, I want to really do my research on it because that could go one or two ways with kids being under the light so young. But I think the way she looked, why not put her on a Baby Gap commercial
or
a Huggies, you know, them little, that. I think she's cute enough, you know.
Is she keeping you up at night?
Oh, no, I don't sleep. I ain't slept in months.
Oh.
I ain't gonna front. I was late to an interview this morning. Wayne will tell you, but I finally got some, like, knocked out sleep. Wasn't checking my phone.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know, my mom was watching my daughter at the time, so she just let me go to sleep, man. I was knocked out.
I mean, more importantly, you came to our interview on time, so fuck
that. Yeah.
Here, baby. Like I said, this is dope already.
Yeah.
It just started.
So, okay, originally from East Harlem, born and bred there. How long did you stay before you moved?
I moved around probably, once I hit like 9-10 years old, I started moving around. Like, I lived in Louisiana for a minute. I've lived in Maryland. Like, my mother's originally from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through a little period where my pops was, he always had his own businesses. It got a little tight in New York, you know what I mean? So he started to move around, but.
Where in Louisiana were you living?
What was the name of that town? Lake Charles, I believe, was the name of the town.
What big city is that near?
Anything?
I wasn't even there long enough to really. I was so mad that I was in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Right. I remember 108th and 125th Street. I mean, people like.
And then you so, just go to like, so you I'm know, like, the bayou.
Where am I? Like, you yeah. know what I mean? The food was great. Gumbo and all that. I was eating that up. But I moved around a lot. I mean, probably like from 10 to like high school. I came back to New York, maybe like 13.
So wait, your dad was a businessman. He also, he used to be in the ABA. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He played exhibition season for the New Jersey Nets. When it was the ABA, the ball was red, white, and blue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He played with. He was actually teammates with Julius Erving.
Crazy.
Rick Barry. What was the other dude? Point guard. I forgot the point guard name. But yeah, my pops
Rick
was
Van
nice.
Horn.
No, I wasn't. Van Horn. What's up, baby? Where you at?
No, that's wild, though.
Yeah.
So, like, when did you... Obviously, like, every you know, guy who ends up playing basketball mm-hmm. has to have a growth spurt at some point, right? Yeah. You weren't born huge.
I grew the summer, maybe ninth, I think 9th to 10th grade.
So you were already back in New York at that point?
Yeah, and then I went to 10th grade, I went down to, like, the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Right.
That's why I linked up with Kevin Durant and all of them.
So wait, so when you hit that growth spurt, like, did your skills change at all?
I could dunk.
Well,
so that changed the whole dynamics of everything.
But how about your shooting? When I grew to be 6'3", it didn't work for me.
No. As soon as I could dunk, because that's all, you know, growing up in the hood, any kid, like, all you want to do is have a nice cross. Like, we wasn't focused on jump shots. Like,
yeah.
I want to shake you and throw it on you, you know what I mean? I didn't really understand the true meaning of a jump shot until I got to the University of Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And I could shoot. I mean, all through high school, I could shoot. But I really understood, like, how deadly that makes you. That's why Steph Curry is...
Yeah.
Who he is. He can shoot the ball from. You have to guard him. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So once I learned that, my game changed. But once I got my growth spurt, I probably was 13, 14. Because I dunked the ball first time, 14.
Yeah.
I dunked it. Yeah.
Do you remember what court you dunked it on?
96th Street.
Oh.
First half.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was out with my cousin Donald. He was like, you can't dunk. I kept trying. I ran games all that day. We was playing all that day. And before the night was up, I went up, I threw it one hand. And after that, I was like, oh, no, it's over. And that was on concrete. I knew once I got on the wood floor, you know, the wood floor,
yeah.
You have a little bit, yeah. A little bouncier.
So you posterized Donald.
Yeah.
I ain't posterized. It was my cousin. He was just out there like, oh, yeah. All right, finally. You've been supposed to have been doing that. Like, you know what I mean? It's Harlem, regular Harlem talk. But it was definitely like it let me know I'm about to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm about
to play ball.
Were you the nicest in your grade at that point?
Yeah, I was always in the top of my class up until 2006. You know what I mean? I was first team all metropolitan area with Kevin Durant, Greatest Vasquez.
Same.
First teamers, man. Yeah. You know how that go. But yeah, I always was elite in the class I played in, you get what I mean? And I traveled the world playing ball. I was able to, I ain't gonna say the world, I traveled America. I'm traveling the world now with
music. Yeah.
But you were supposed to play like international or something, right?
Yeah. I actually had an offer from Turkey, but I was like,
you were like the political situation.
I was at the point where I was like, man, I'm not about to go somewhere. I don't know the language, the food. They could be bombing me any day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm away from everything I know. I might have been making maybe $30,000 a month, which would have been great at the time.
Yeah.
Actually, from that offer till now, I did a lot of struggling where I could actually use that $30,000 a month. But
if you went the Brandon Jennings way?
Yeah. If I did that. But, it all turned out the right way for me. I'm doing what I feel I was born to do now.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Well, but back then, when you were playing in high school, did you get along with your coaches?
No. That was my biggest, like, I'd be in the NBA if it wasn't for coaches.
Really?
And you need coaches to play ball in any sport. So.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
But I had a hot head, man, 17, 18, 19.
Well, what are they trying to do to you? Are they putting you, like, in the middle and you don't want to play outside?
No. I actually went to the University of Richmond.
Oh, so you're
saying... High school was cool. I had a few problems with my coach my senior year, you know what I mean?
Because, like Latrell Sprewell problems?
Nah, I never attacked my coach. But we had a few issues because... In my mind, I was a star at that point. I had Georgetown coming to my games.
How'd you know that, by the way? Like, who gives you the heads up that there's going to be scouts?
An assistant coach that I was cool with.
Yeah?
He was like, hey, Georgetown are here tonight.
Were they wearing, like, Georgetown gear?
They'd be regular. At the most, they have, like, a shirt with the G on it.
Yeah.
In the cut. But they'd be, like, they're not really trying to come. They can't really come talk to you at that point. So they would just be in the gym.
Did you play better with them watching you?
Yeah.
That
was actually all my... it's weird because it translated to the music. Anytime the lights is on, or it's like I have to perform, and it's like, yo, this is the spotlight. I never fumble. I never trip up.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Georgetown comes looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
Richmond Spiders. Who else was coming around the gym?
Letters from everywhere. St. John's, Temple, George Mason, Drexel, LaSalle. head coach of LaSalle, my mother cooked him dinner. came to, like, at that point, when they really after you, they come to your house, all of that. You get what I mean? I
and had how was that?
That was crazy.
How was the dinner?
Oh, my mom. It was my mom. Yeah. Fire. Yeah. But honestly, I can remember, you know what I mean? Like, every day after school, after the last period or whatever, I'd be going to check my coach over. You have a box of letters for me, 30 letters. Few mid-majors, few high D1s, few, you know what I mean? Just schools from everywhere.
And what was the most important thing to you at that time? Was it to go to a big school? Was it to get playing time right away? What was it?
My biggest thing was playing time early on and somewhat of a good school. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm friends with Kevin. Sure. Going to Texas. And this one going here, that one going there. So I was like, I got to go somewhere where I'm going to be on ESPN. They're going to at least see my games. And I need to play right away. I didn't want to come in and redshirt as a freshman or, you know, sit down. I just wanted to come right in and let's go. You know what I mean? Because I had – that's the way I was going. You know what I mean? And I hit a brick wall. You know what I mean? But
– what was that brick wall?
I didn't –
was it a brick wall?
It was a brick wall. My – shouts to Coach Mooney, man, from University of Richmond. That was my head coach. The Richmond Spiders, and he told me one day, he said, he just brought reality to me after I didn't sign my letter of intent and all of that. At that point, I had the cornrows, I had the braids. I was the only person on the team with tattoos, and the whole coaching staff at Richmond had just came from the Air Force Academy. I didn't know that. They never really mentioned that while trying to recruit me. So once I got there, it was basically the Air Force Academy. As far as the basketball team went, we wasn't living like Air Force guys, but As far as the court went, you know, they was just real big on fundamentals and basic basketball. I'm from Harlem. I grew up going to Rucker Park, and I know that type of ball, as well as fundamental ball. But they just was very nitpicky about dunking and crossing over. You know, they just wanted basic. You know, it's the Princeton offense is what they ran. You know, and I.
You have to pass the ball around.
Yeah, you see Kobe, when Phil brought it to Kobe, he wasn't really, I mean, at first, he wasn't really feeling that. Like, it's just not an offense where you could get off. You get what I'm saying? That's just not an offense where you, it's a very efficient offense for the team. The five, the big man is at the top of the key. He's not in the paint. You get what I'm saying? So the ball is being moved around, but it's not, if you're a player that's trying to get 40, you're not getting that in the Princeton offense. And once I just went to battles with that coach about that, you know, but I still made it, baby, so we did.
Or when do you start rapping?
I always was rapping, but just writing. Like, I wasn't really serious. Like, I'd be in the locker room rapping to the team, and they'd be like, yo, you're dope. Why are you playing ball? I'm nice. That's why I'm playing ball.
Yeah, like, that seems like a shot, by the way.
Yeah. I was throwing shots back, subliminals back then. But I took it serious. I did a little jail bid in Baltimore after I went to Towson. I transferred from Richmond, sat out for a year, went to Towson, played there, got into it with that coach. And that was really like a really, like, the basketball program was losing. I mean, we had a losing season. It was just it was like a black cloud over that team. So that was destined to go through it with that coach.
And Towson's like lacrosse first. That's lacrosse. Right?
That's what they know for lacrosse. But we play in, you know, we play in the same league with Hofstra and UNC Wilmington, a couple good schools in that league. But I went through it with them. You know what I mean? I tried the streets out a little bit in Baltimore after the school ain't work out. And I did a bid for 6 months out there. I got sentenced to a year. I did 6 months of it. Came home. As soon as I got out of that, I went back to New York. I knew I was done with basketball.
And you came back to Harlem?
Yeah. Well, I came back to Queens. I went to Ravenswood to my cousin's apartment. Mm. And then my auntie was in Harlem. I'd be going back and forth, staying uptown, going back to Queens. Like, I ain't really have no set place to live. So I was on his couch in Queens. And then she had, like, a little room I could stay in.
And what'd you know about Queens?
Oh, I've been going over there. Like, I mean, my cousin who crib I was staying in, he been over there since like 95. He from Harlem, but he been over there since like 95, 96. So that's how I knew the whole Queens Bridge, Ravenswood. I mean, just walking and playing over there.
Yeah.
You know, I was being over there since I was a kid, catching the train, going to 2/5, getting on the train, going to 59th Street, jumping on the N or the F, going right over there. I mean,
are you doing for money at this point?
Selling weed. I was selling weed. Like, I was trying to. I had my boy, shouts to Charlie. He locked up right now. He had some good weed at the time, you know, and he was helping me out. So that's how I was really making my money to really get by at that time. But I was trying to find studios, and dudes was telling me $300 for 4 hours. I'm like, I ain't got no money like that to do that. So I got a mic. My man got me a mic, actually, and a little spit guard and a Pro Tools inbox. I set it up in my cousin's apartment in the projects on the sixth floor.
My little man from the third floor that lived in the building, he good with computers. He knew how to engineer. He used to tell him, yo, come upstairs. You smoke for free. Just come record me. I had the weed, so he come smoke for free.
And where'd you find your beats?
YouTube, SoundCloud, SoundClick. like,
were you going after like whatever beats were hot at the time? Or
honestly,
like,
I was trying to like find producers, you know? But at that point, I'm not Dave East. So right. It was like, who are you? I can't reach out to people. You know what I mean? People is like I see it now when the average guy hits me on Twitter. There's nothing against them, but it's like it doesn't catch your eye.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I had to realize, like, I got to get my weight up. You know what I mean? And it was a couple kids. I was putting out freestyles. I linked up with DJ L. Will. He hosted my first mixtape. Put that out. And once that hit the internet, it was on Hot New Hip Hop.
Yep.
And Dat Piff, they was really pushing it. And I really shout them out the most, really, because Hot New Hip Hop and DatPiff.com really got me my first fans. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. People didn't know, besides dudes in my building or people that personally knew me. Ain't nobody know I can rap. They put a mixtape out hosted by DJ L. Will. He had just did a tape with like Heartbreak Drake mixtape or something. So he had his name up. I put the mixtape out and I never stopped.
But how patient were you at that point in your life?
I was very frustrated. Like Wayne will tell you, my boy Prophet will tell you, like, this is the happiest I've ever been. Like,
today. You seem happy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say yeah, today. Today is the happiest I've ever been. Like, but if you want to be technical, yeah, it definitely is. But I was very frustrated, man. I had a lot of friends. Like, my cousin was murdered. Malik Carter, he got killed in Philly, 2014. And I just was going through a time of, like, what am I doing, man? Like, you know what I mean? I'm asking girls, loan me money. Let me hold $200. And I didn't have a steady place to really sleep all the time. I would be jumping around. You get what I'm saying? I got this one going to jail, this one coming home, that one going to jail, this one coming home. I didn't have no structure, but I knew I could rap, and I knew I had the drive. I knew what I wanted to do. I'm like, that's why I was so frustrated, because I'm like, this isn't me. I need to be moving around in studios, networking, and I just didn't have the funds to do it at the time. And now that I have the funds, I don't have to spend money. It's crazy.
Right.
People just, hey, come record here. Come do this. Hey, record all night. You just take a picture. Put it on your gram. It's like when you get it, they give it to you. When you ain't got it, you got to kill for it.
Oh, for sure.
So, anytime you want to record in this apartment.
That's right.
You know, it's $1,200 an hour.
Some album cuts in here.
Yeah.
So how'd you explain it to your folks that, because I'm sure at some point they were excited about your basketball prospects. Yeah. They were excited that you were going to college.
Very.
And then all
and
of a sudden.
By the way, those are good schools.
Yeah.
Like really
great.
Good schools.
And all of a sudden you're not.
Uh-huh.
And you're locked up and you're moving back to Queens. Uh-huh. And do they have an idea of what you're up to and how you're making money or what your dreams are?
My father from the streets. So, you know, he one of them people I could never lie to. He look at me, he know what I'm doing. But my mother, you know, she always give me the benefit of the doubt. That's my mom.
I'm sorry, you're the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
Well, I have an older sister, but we got different mothers.
Gotcha.
But yeah, my mom didn't have no idea what I was doing, you know what I mean? But I had to do what I had to do I got tired of asking her for money. And
sure.
And I knew, I'm like, damn, yo, I didn't went to college. I didn't, basically what I worked for and what they was preparing me for in my life, I fucked it over. You know what I mean? Like, I threw it away. Now looking back on it, I threw that away with my attitude. Nobody could tell me nothing. I thought I was that dude and I wasn't. You know what I mean? And I threw away an opportunity of a lifetime. You know what I mean? I really could have went to the NBA. I don't just say that jokingly. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, yeah, I was nice. These people will vouch for that. Like, I really could play ball. So to throw all that away, you know what I mean? Like, I really sat and thought about it in my cell. Like, yo, this is crazy. I hate that. I really wanted to hide it. Like, I didn't want to call or talk. I didn't really ask for nothing. I mean, during that whole little stretch, but.
Did you stop playing ball then because it hurt so much? Yeah.
I was done. Like, I had no more, like, happiness from it. Like, it was no more fun for me. Like, it became a business. You know what I mean? And once you get to college and the NBA, you realize it's a business. It's not the childhood fun. I want to play all day just because it's fun. You know what I mean? It's like, my talent don't matter. There's a lot of politics. You know what I mean? And a lot was my fault. A lot was the coach for, but I mean, I can't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
So then you started rapping, and then now you are in an industry where there is no politics, of course.
No politics.
Yeah.
I can totally be who I am.
Yeah.
I can say fuck everybody. You know what I mean? And I can, and I'm gonna have people like, yeah. Fuck everybody. So it's like, this is love, man, and it's really me. This is really me. I think I went through all of that to tell this story.
Yeah.
Well.
Man, what a journey, though. What? So what's the first sort of cosign that you get? Like, the first small one that means, like, everything to you in rap? Like, who showed you, who let you open for them? Who let you, like, who put you on a stage?
I'm not going to say it meant everything to me, but shouts to Trinidad James. Because when he was going through that whatever he was going through
in New York,
anti-New York, mm-hmm. he was on his Twitter going crazy. Why the DJs don't play real music? Dave East, Joey Beck. I never met Trinidad James a day in my life. And from that, it seemed like from that day that he threw my name in that mix, it's been like, you know what I mean?
You see that on Twitter and you're like,
I seen that on Twitter. Like,
what is this?
That was when he had gold all of my.
Oh, yeah.
He was Trinidad James.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a very.
You haven't met him since?
Yeah, he was just at the XXL show in LA backstage.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
That's the homie, man. Yeah. Every time I see him, I let him know, yo, I appreciate that, bro. I've came a long way.
How
since
great
then.
Is that?
But he was one of them people that, you know, other rappers, it's competition. So ain't nobody gonna really scream your name. Like, no, why y'all not playing him? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And if you're a rapper yourself, most people don't do that. So I salute him forever for that. But I think the most meaningful meeting that I had with a rapper that it was like meeting Michael Jordan, I mean, as far as the music went, was Styles P. Because that's my favorite rapper. I mean, Styles P from the Locks. And the first time I met him, it was through my producer, Buddha, and my manager, Wayne. We went up to D-Block Studios. Mm-hmm. And he ain't know me. I mean, he just looking in the cut, looking at me, like, wow, he just people filling me out. Sheik Looch knew me. Sheik Looch was like, yo, this the Davies kid. I'm seeing your shit every way from Harlem. I love what you're doing.
He follows Trinidad James on Twitter. Right. Yeah.
But Kiss and Styles, they didn't know me, you know what I mean? And then I just kept going. I'm like, I was around them, you know what I mean? This is crazy. Like, this is my favorite rapper. This is like a dream, being in the same room. I kept working, kept pushing. I got to the Black Rose tape. He let me do a listener in his juice bar. You know what I mean? Wayne don't know that's my favorite rapper, so he put that together.
Is it your favorite juice bar?
I always salute him for that.
It better be.
Actually, my favorite juice bar is on my block. My man, Reg.
No, that is the wrong answer.
Yeah. He knows what's
it's
up.
It's Juices
baby.
For Life. All their locations. Life, though, yeah.
But
you should team up with them, open a Juices for
oh,
Life.
Oh, we on it. We okay. Give him a seat. Hush,
hush. Today is the happiest day of your life.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, got
But Styles, man, like, he let me play the old tape in his juice bar. We sat there. He listened to the old tape. Pulled me to the side. Like, you got it.
Was it his verses, like, throughout, like, his...
Rough Rider days?
His Rough Riders days, or was it, like, specifically, like, Gangsta
and
Gentleman?
Gangsta and Gentleman,
like...
then the whole mixtape run. Ghost Sat by the Daughter.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell. Yeah. Ghost in the Machine. Phantom Ghost Men. Like, all of me. I'm like, yo, this dude is crazy. Like, it never stops. And it's like, he was talking to me, I felt, when I was going through it the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When I was really down and like, yo, I don't know where to turn. I rolled me something up, put Styles on, and that would stop me from maybe going do something that I shouldn't have done. You know what I mean? He kept me out of a lot, just zoning out. Like, I'm just zoning out.
Man. You know what I mean?
So obviously it meant a lot when Jada and Styles, mm-hmm. She wasn't on your project also, was he?
Nah, she wasn't on the tape. But I got Styles and Kiss on the same song.
But then also, what was it like playing basketball with Jada Kiss?
Oh, that was
super
dope.
The other day.
Yeah. Fab was on the team too. And Fat Joe and T.I. was my coach. I was like, somebody pinch me. This is crazy. Like, and I'm playing on the Barclays floor with Kevin and all NBA players play. So it's like, even though all that happened with basketball, now I'm playing with my favorite rappers. Those were my favorite rappers when I was playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm sitting between Fab and Kiss. I'm like, this is crazy. And I'm playing in front of, it was a good crowd, you know what I mean? Angie Martinez hosting it. I'm on the red carpet.
Crazy.
With A-Rod.
Doesn't this feel like fan fiction? Like, you're just like dreaming all this?
Yeah. It's like it don't be real. Like, to this day, I'll be like, this is crazy. Like, we go to LA. As soon as I go to LA, I mean, I've been watching game forever.
Yeah.
He showed the most love I've ever.
Have you
got.
Played basketball, him?
Nah, we ain't hooped together.
Okay,
yet.
He's
but
too tall.
I already nice.
He's supposed to be nice. Like,
yeah, he playing the Drew League out there. The Drew League, like Rucker and all that.
Yeah. So on the court the other day, do any of the guys you mentioned have a nice handle? Have a better shot than you expected? Like,
are their fundamentals on point?
That's right. Yeah, they pass the ball.
Yeah,
around.
Nice bounce passes.
Kiss can shoot.
Yeah,
Jada can shoot. Yeah.
Have you seen that video? It's one of our favorite videos. Khaled, Meek.
French.
I think Ross, maybe two.
Down in Miami playing horse.
Yeah.
Oh, it was shooting. That was dope.
For a lot of money.
For a lot of money.
And Khaled's got a better shot than, like, you expect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what's crazy with Khaled? Like, He's really in shape though. Like people don't understand that. Like I was with Trey, Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. This maybe was like a few months ago. And Trey's in a hotel in the city. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not even knowing Khaled staying in the same hotel as him. Mm-hmm. I end up crashing at the hotel or whatever. The next morning, we go to the gym in the hotel. Mm-hmm. We in there, I mean, working out or whatever. Khaled come right in there, like, with his team. His man is recording him. He got a Snapchat.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like, he's in there going hard. Yo. Like, yeah. Running. He's like, we the best. Like, yeah. Everything you hear, he's yeah. in there. I'm like, so I respect it. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
I really think people work and deserve all of the things that be coming their way.
Unquestionably. By the way, and I promise you this is true, I would pay money to see Khaled like at SOBs on stage on an elliptical for an hour, just like screaming out like his stuff. Yeah, elliptical. Yeah. Like I would pay money and just like
don't ever play yourself.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
Like,
a whole hour of that. A whole hour. Be great.
People going, that it'd be sold out. People,
yeah. Talk about 22-day nutrition. Like, we got to talk to Lenny S. about this. That's yeah, Ross,
then Ross just pull up mad pairs on his Ross
fit.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be hard.
That'd be amazing. So you go to the gym and Khaled's there. Do you guys know each other before at that point?
Actually, Khaled knew about me. He didn't personally know me, but he put a headphone out.
Yeah, right.
Remember the headphones he put out?
Yeah.
And his partner, like the owner that did it, the deal mm-hmm. with him. She was actually, when I first got in with Wayno, she was kind of like, I don't want to say co-managing, but she was a part of the team heavy. So
did you get those headphones too?
Yeah, I got the headphones, and then I took a picture in them, and Khaled threw it up on his Instagram.
Oh, that's dope.
So that was
that's
love.
Like, they're like sheepskin or something like that? Like
they,
some...
they like leather. They yeah, leather, okay. They, but they light. I like them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
They dope.
Shouts to them.
Yeah. I sort of wish I had those headphones.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so you put out Black Rose, you start to get a buzz mm-hmm. on different websites, Hot New Hip Hop mm-hmm. and Dat Piff and everything. Mm-hmm. And then people start shouting you out like Trinidad on yeah. online. Mm-hmm. Who's like, what happens next? How do things progress at that point?
I just kept recording, doing videos, just staying, keeping my online presence consistent. You
just
know,
like
every
faving everybody's tweets.
Yeah.
Retweeting all yeah. the love, all yeah. the hate, whatever. I'm just, you know, just staying. You know, I know how short people's
attention span
is now. There's so much music, so many videos, there's so many people you could be fans of. Like, so I figured I just got to stay in people's face.
Yeah.
Stay in people's face. Even if they saying, oh, that's that old school rap. He sound like the 90s, whatever. I'm just stay in y'all face. And it brought me to Jungle one day. I knew him already, but yeah. I'm walking to Queensbridge. This one, I'm still on foot walking around. I'm walking from my crib to Queensbridge to go to the Jamaican spot, Tropical Jerk. They got a... If you're having Queensbridge, Jamaican spot.
That's the spot.
But I'm going to Jamaican spot. I run in the jungle. He like, yo, come to the crib. Grab me two bogeys. Pull up. I'm like, all right. I go get him two cigarettes.
And you know him at that point.
I knew Jungle okay, already. Cool. Like, yeah, just being in the hood. Like,
right.
Sure, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll go over there. We kicking it or whatever. I'm rolling up, smoking, we drinking or whatever. He like, yo, my brother. He loving you right now. I'm like,
you're like, your blood brother? Like,
yeah. How many brothers does Jungle have?
Like, what brother like my music, man? I only know about one brother, man. Like, he like, nah, we was in LA, you know what I mean, in the crib or whatever, and he was going through all your music on YouTube. Like, he's a fan. I'm like, nah, this can't be real life. So
this weed is exceptional.
This is like, let me call this weed man back. This is different, man. So I shook it off. Like, all right, whatever, you know, slid off, did whatever I did for that day or whatever. And maybe I want to see like maybe a few weeks, 2-3 weeks later, I got a call from Nas' manager, Ant.
Yeah.
He called me. He was like, yo, I'm in the city. I got to sit down with you, man. We got to talk. Let's meet up in the next hour or whatever. I'm like, all right, bet. I call Wayne. I'm like, yo, Nas' manager just called me. He wants to meet up.
What the fuck does he want?
He like, word? Yeah. Me and him jump on the train. Like, we go downtown. Go meet homie, and he's like, yo. As soon as he see me, he's like, Nas loves you. Like, I'm like, this is crazy. He breaks down the whole, I didn't even know about a Master Pill or none of that. I didn't know Nas had a label. I mean, I just was a fan of Nas.
Yeah.
I mean, so he broke it down to me, told me Nas had the label. He wanted to sign me. So I was like, that's dope, but I need to hear from Nas. I mean, like, I didn't heard it from Jungle. I didn't heard it from his manager. Like, I'm excited, but I'm not going to jump. I mean, I'm from...
Well, so you've heard
stuff
like,
don't move me like that. I mean,
yeah,
like, really
you've heard know a lot, so yeah. Like you know.
So I'm not really easily moved. So I'm like, all right, this is super. This could be something.
Sure,
you know I mean? But I need to hear that from Esco. Like once he tell me that, then it's a go.
Yeah.
And then he came here for the premiere for his the Illmatic. I mean, the 20-year anniversary. I met him at the MoMA, red carpet. You know what I mean? He like, yo, we got to get in the studio, me and you. I ain't heard nobody like you in forever. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It was real life. Got our first picks together, threw that up. He went on Angie Martinez's show, shouted me out on 105 when he was talking. So from then on, it was like, let's go. Let's get it. You
and,
know what I mean?
And well,
at that point, the hood thought I was rich. Instantly, like,
sure.
Oh, nah, yeah. I said your name?
I know.
What you doing over here? Like, I'm like, you just shouted me out, bro. Like, ain't nothing changed. Like, but since that day, my life changed. I mean, our life's changed. We've been on a roll, man. It's just starting. It ain't no signs of slowing up. It's beautiful that I'm just glad people paying attention.
Well,
you know what I mean,
and talk about like not even slowing up. It's funny because there are days when you put out a freestyle mm-hmm. on your SoundCloud, and I was like, and it's like unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next day you don't expect it. But you put out another one, mm-hmm. and then another one. I didn't expect the G Herbo one, mm-hmm. right? By the way, Deposits, that's my shit.
Yeah,
like, that's the best. The video, the song is on repeat.
That was on a ride back from Seattle.
Amazing.
Across the country.
But you put one up today. Like, I just, like, refreshed the page, and, like, there was another one I was, like, 55 minutes ago. It was crazy, right? You're not stopping now, and all this attention is on you. Mm-hmm. Like, what keeps you going?
I'm starving now. It's like...
No,
see,
I heard that Nas said your name on the radio. You're rich.
Yeah, the hood's there. Everything.
I mean, it's like, it's to the point where it's like, I was going this hard and nobody knew me. I wasn't making no money. So now people know me. I'm making money. It's like, what? I got to go crazy. Like, I have to. Like, that's how I fell in love with Styles and Lil Wayne. Like, they stayed on it. I mean, I got a tape. This is my promo for my upcoming release. You know what I mean, I'm a bomb. I'm just bombing. You know what I mean, and it's like, I'm gaining groups of fans daily. You know what I mean? Just off of a new record. It's people that didn't hear the one I put out yesterday, but they rocking with the joint today.
Where's the most unexpected place you've been recognized?
Tokyo, Japan.
I mean, you stand out.
Well, yeah, you're a tall individual.
Shibuya.
How'd that go
Japan,
down?
Japan, Osaka. Like, that was crazy. I had like 2-3 shows over there.
And people just, like, see you, and they're just like, oh.
They went crazy. I walked in, like, 2 or 3 stores. They was playing my music in the store. They had pictures of me up there. They had my CD bootleg.
Wait, they were playing your music in the store?
In the store.
Did Wayno call ahead?
He can't speak that language. So it's like, he couldn't have made that call. He was right by my side. We was both shocked, like, man, put this on Snapchat. Like, they playing my music on the walk-in.
Crazy.
So Japan was all the way crazy.
So we've been like doing what we do for 9 years, and we've been recognized, like, you know, in obviously New York's like a hotbed for us, like Los Angeles, mm-hmm. like different places. But like the weirdest place that Jeff got recognized.
I went to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons, and I was hiking with our other brother.
Yeah.
Just like there's no internet service, there's nothing, and then
it's just
like,
all like
yeah.
open park
yeah.
and like
you
know,
if you walk
animals.
Off the road, all you hear is just silence. And then this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, do you run the Twitter account for It's the Real? And I was like, I've run a lot of things for It's the Real.
The internet is powerful, man.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just you guys are both tall, so maybe you just like stick out and like people were like, oh, I see that. Yeah.
I mean, people was looking at
they
me.
They were like, yo, Dave East? And I was like, well, not Dave East. Sorry to say.
Tokyo, they was short over there, so I stood out, but
they thought you
played
basketball.
I was actually recognized for who I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
how was that flight though?
Oh, deadly.
Yeah.
It was deadly.
You got long legs. How are you, like, you know, deadly. Sitting, like, in one position? You get up and walk or what? Like,
nah,
on the plane?
I don't like to move on the plane.
Same.
I don't even have...
Does that mean you want, like, the window?
Yep.
Yeah, the window's cool.
Okay.
I hate the row seat because I'm told I get bumped the whole ride. Yeah.
It's like the wedding singer.
Yeah.
I just need the window seat. But that was a 13-hour flight to China, Shanghai. Then we went, 3 hours to Japan.
Damn.
And then back.
How long were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were you out?
We was over there maybe, I want to say 4 or 5 days.
All right. Long enough so that those, like, those
yeah,
trips.
Yeah, it's not just like.
Oh, yeah. That was a good trip. That was a good trip.
Damn.
That was a great trip.
And so what are you doing out there? You playing, like, a full set?
Yeah, I had full. It was my show. Like, I was booked to come out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all of the shows. It wasn't, like, nobody opening for me or nothing like that. It was, like.
Amazing.
How was the language barrier? Like, did the fans, like, understand?
They was rapping it. They rapped KD with me.
Crazy.
And they couldn't speak. You know, they,
otherwise, yeah.
I knew arigato.
Yeah,
that means thank you.
Yeah,
that's all I knew.
Did you hit Applebee's out there?
Nah, we didn't hit the Applebee's over there. We went to McDonald's.
Did you? Well, yeah, sure.
We went to McDonald's.
Did it taste just like American
McDonald's?
Nah,
honestly, all the chicken over there is like moist. It's like the fried chicken is like a, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
You prefer like a dry chicken? Like a like a gross?
I prefer like Popeyes.
Yeah. Okay.
You
know, yeah. Like, yeah.
Good country fried chicken. Yeah. Like, I don't.
That's the Louisiana in you.
Yeah. It was very, very moist chicken over there.
So, okay, obviously, like, Harlem's home, Harlem, like, I'm sure, and Queensbridge. You mm-hmm. Everywhere you walk, you get noticed.
New York, man.
What happens when you go down to Silver Spring, to, like, you know what's DC
crazy?
Area?
I had some shows out there, and it was crazy, but I haven't been able to, like, actually, I want to go back to the high school I went to and all that. Yeah. I want to actually get, somehow I get, I mean, maybe we could do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, have you been to University of Richmond since you became Davies?
I haven't been to no school I went to.
Not Towson.
Except Manhattan Center. I went over there. Yeah. That's here. But I haven't been back to Towson. I haven't been to Richmond. I haven't been to Springbrook.
But it's not in you to just, like, walk in there and sit down on some bench and just be like,
yeah,
I mean, if I have a reason to do it,
yeah.
But hell no, I couldn't wait to run about them halls. I wasn't a big school fan. I loved ball and girls, and I understood that I had to be eligible, so I did my schoolwork. But nah, now I want to if we do some type of, like, you know, day in my life, or Davies goes back to his high school, something like that. Yeah. I'll do that.
How about if they retire your number there?
Yeah, that'd be super dope. That'd be dope.
I was going to say, like, schools don't really have the checks to...
I don't think Springbrook retired my jersey. they couldn't wait for me to leave that school, man.
Can you talk about the XXL freshman shoot? You were in L.A.
Uh-huh.
The day before,
no,
right?
I was in San Fran.
Oh, in San Fran,
he was
sorry.
On the Hate Me Now tour. Mm-hmm. Wayne was like, yo, you got the cypher and all that tomorrow. I'm like, what? All right. Caught the flight. He actually was supposed to fly with me. We only could get one flight last minute, and then he met me in New York the next morning. But that was so fun, man. I had a great time.
Well,
like,
what did it mean to you to be on the cover of a huge rap magazine?
And by the way, what did it mean to not be on the cover the year before?
I was pissed last year. I'm not going to sugarcoat that up front. I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm doing the same. I mean, ain't nothing really changed. It's just more people know me now. But I definitely kind of got my style and my sound a lot better within that last year. So I needed them to not put me on it last year to guarantee this year. I was like, oh, no, next year I'm on it for sure. Like, I already had that in my mind. Like, I ain't making this year. Next year is no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not going to be on that cover. But it was a great opportunity. It was a super lane for exposure. And I love the fact that I feel like it's a membership. I mean, I feel like it's only a select group of dudes that could say they was on that cover. You know what I mean? It's a lot of rappers. It's a whole lot of rappers. You know what I mean? And
name them all. Name literally every single one.
It's a lot of rappers, man. But to be on that cover, it made me feel like I'm in a certain class. You know what I mean? Same as I felt in ball when I would be selected to certain teams and all that. I feel like that with music. Like, it's an elite group of dudes that's doing it. And
they can't ever take that away from you.
Can't. I just told them, if it ends today, I got to that cover. I mean, first dude from the east side of Harlem ever on that cover.
Well,
did you ever read any of the XXL, like, when you were growing up? Like,
hell yeah. I used to go read all of them. Source, XXL, Vibe. All that, like, Vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a heavy want to know what the rappers is wearing and what's going on in their life. Like, I used to read the articles. Like, so now when I'm doing it and then I read, I'm like, oh, that's how they did that. It's dope. It's fun.
And did you know anyone who ended up on the same cover as you before you went to that shoot?
Because
they do have you all together.
I knew
you knew
Uzi. Uzi, my boy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Uzi locked in Atlanta when I was working on Hate Me Now because DJ Drama hosted it.
Yep.
So we was at Mean Streets in Atlanta. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Andy from Philly. We got close ties in Philly. I got a lot of family out there.
Yo.
So Uzi, my man. And then, like, the times meeting up, like, going into the XXL, me and Herbo start kicking it.
Yeah.
And then once we got to the cover, it was like, oh, nah, that's little bro. I'm big bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, certain people vibe as soon as they meet. So, I mean, Kodak was super cool. Mm-hmm. Free him. He was
I like his
music and what he doing. He funny.
Yeah.
He had me laughing. The whole, me and Lil Dicky actually went to University of Richmond while I was there.
What?
My freshman year, I was on the basketball team. Weird. He was a student. I just didn't know him. He told me, yo, man, I used to run up to you after games. You had the braids. I'm like, that's crazy. And now we meet back up on the XXL freshman cover. Like, life is crazy.
All right. Well, Jeff wanted to do this ahead of time. Let's see how we can do.
Okay. Let's name every single member of the Dipset universe.
Of Dipset?
Yeah, if we can just go around.
Did you grow up on Dipset?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Name everybody of Dipset?
We're going to try.
Let's do it. All right. Cam.
Yep.
Jim.
Yep.
Jewels. Freaky.
Right.
Hell
Rel. 40 Cal. JL Ryder.
Zsa Zsa.
Nah,
oh, Bird Lady.
You can't say Zsa Zsa.
What? You can't say Zsa Zsa.
Let's go through all the 730 dips.
Zsa Zsa did bad. But who else? Let me see. If you want to say Shice Biggity.
Yep. Yeah.
Duke the God.
Yeah.
Jewels.
Jewels.
Yeah.
So many. So. Yeah. SAS.
Oh.
Unkasa. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Two Gun Un. It's my brother.
The members of Dip Skate.
Votto. V was
Votto.
Dip.
Yeah,
v was
totally.
Dip.
What am I missing? Was A Mafia part of
A Mafia?
Purpose City?
Well, he was Purple City. Facts. Yeah. Mafia. Me and Mafia got a song. What mixtape? Like my second mixtape, I got something with Mafia. Gemini, I got a joint with Mafia.
Do we say Freaky Zeeky?
Yeah, we did. Of course, okay. Freaky Zeeky.
Founder, okay. That's one of the founders.
Yeah.
He added me on LinkedIn one time.
Word. Freaky, that's my man. Word. Freaky, my boy.
So now when you go back to Harlem, are you living up in Harlem now?
Nah.
Okay, yeah.
I got out of there.
But you can still go back and it's still the same love and everything.
I just was all day. I had Tidal follow me all through the hood yesterday. I had my daughter.
Yeah.
It's love, man. Like people see what I'm doing and I feel like they love that it's one of their own. You know
also,
what I mean?
I like the fact that you're not so like over the top with this like idea of bringing New York back. Like it's just authentic.
I never said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
you can't quote me on that.
All you do is say Harlem at the top. Like
I say Harlem. Yeah, man, that's where I'm from. So, but as far as you're not gonna see me pull up with the Yankee jersey, the Yankee jacket,
right.
The Yankee hat, like, right? New York, baby. I'm not. Hey, you know where I'm from. You know right. As soon as you come around me, you smell it. You can
and
see.
And plus, you're
see
a Mets fan
it.
Because
Mets
of
fan.
Queens.
Here we go.
Of course, you know, I wear both. I can do both of them joints, but. I'm more about getting this story out, man. I mean, getting Dave East's story out and people identifying with it, you know what I mean? Whether it's going to motivate you to do something good or bad, you know what I mean? Because I talk about it. I got angels and demons with me, you know what I mean? But that's my whole thing. I'm not here to bring New York back. That's for the blogs to say.
Right.
And for the media outlets to be like, oh, that's the one, you know, I don't call myself that. You know
and
mean?
Plus, like, we're the ones that are bringing New York
that's
back.
That's right,
anyway,
yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's on y'all.
Yeah.
They bringing the city back, man. It ain't me.
Do you feel like there's like a lot of like untruths about you on the internet?
Because
I can think of one that I saw, which was that Hot New Hip Hop said that your real name is David East.
No. Nah. Rock Nation at the charity event, they messed my jersey up. They put David East on my jersey. It's
what?
Dave.
Yeah.
I tatted it in my flesh. D A V E E A S T. Super simple, like
yeah.
You turned your jersey inside out, then like.
Nah, I rocked out, yeah. Man. I showed
and
the
you
love.
Posted the to Instagram. I was like, okay, yeah, David
they,
East. Yeah,
they should retire that jersey. Yeah, yeah.
David. That just sounds like David.
Man. Yeah, you're like only your mom can call you David,
right?
And my dad named me. I'm a junior. He was like, no, that's my son. He gonna be my name.
Wait, so you're just Dave?
I'm David.
Okay,
yeah, David. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
David's my real name.
Yeah.
It's my first tattoo, King David.
That was your first tattoo?
Ever.
At what age?
What, 16?
Are you allowed to get tattoos at 16? Or was this just
I
sort
wasn't
of
allowed
like...
to do a lot.
Yeah.
I did it. They couldn't kill me for it. They
no,
might
but
be
you
mad.
But you come home, like, is your mom... Did you hide it from your
yeah,
mom?
Yeah, I was good with that. I had earrings, all types of stuff for mad long.
Wait, how do you
like,
hide
this
that?
This is a magnet, mom. Like, remember the magnet earrings you used to have? This is a magnet. I had big angel. I used to have to do the big camera earrings.
Did
like,
you really?
Like 11th grade, 10th grade, I had the big dumb... Duking boogers in my ear.
No.
Like, all fake. All my joints was, I ain't paying no money for them earrings, man.
Wait, also, when did you ever get your driver's license?
Yeah, but it's been suspended probably the last, I don't know. I don't.
Yo, when you get your driver's license back, that's when Tidal should like follow you again.
That day, yeah. Wayno been telling me that's what we need to do. I'm gonna do that, man. I'm gonna get that done because I do be wanting to drive. I do drive sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
you're
but,
only on camera. It's
yeah,
fine. Like,
you know, but I don't. My license is. I mean,
wait. Did you get it? Did you get it here? Or did you get it down in the DMV? Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you take it here?
I gotta go to the DMV. I gotta see what the issue actually is.
No, no. Where did you take it in the first place?
Yeah, the test.
Oh, in the Bronx.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, in the Bronx.
How are you parallel parking?
Great. You gotta understand. Like my mom's, my first car I had, it was my mom's car. It was a Grand Cherokee 98 joint.
Your first car first was car. A Grand Cherokee?
Yeah.
Shit.
But it was Davey's out here.
I know. They passed it down.
Yeah, that was my dream car. By the way,
for like 5 months, it was over. Don't get excited. It was over, but thank you, Mama. That was love, man. But yeah, my first car was her car, so I used to take it before I went got my license. You know what I mean, I would take it, try to park it on the block, all that. So I knew how to drive. I'm a great driver.
Well, I mean, you got your license suspended.
Now. I were.
Yeah,
I were.
We're originally from Westchester, right?
Okay.
And DMX would always like ride up the hutch, like through our town, and always get pulled over. Always.
And then have to go to court, and then everybody from my high school would go and see him.
Yeah. And then he would buy like everybody pizza and everything.
Yeah.
And there was
Yeah.
And there was like
the man loves pizza.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm gonna keep it real. He's one person I've heard more stories on.
Oh my God.
Than like any other person.
Yeah. No,
ever.
Totally. Yeah.
Great ones, funny ones. Oh, yeah. I done heard so many stories about X. Shouts to DMX, man. He definitely was part of my upbringing.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, dark as hell is hot, belly, or like.
All that.
He clad. He a legend.
Yeah.
Where were you a summer camp counselor?
Summer camp counselor? When did I do that? Oh, in the, what's that? Eastern Invitational. I did that. I was like in New Jersey. It was a basketball camp.
That was a major part of your Towson biography, by the way.
My camp counselor?
Yeah, you were a camp counselor.
I was lying. That should be looking good in the bio.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe David East was.
Maybe he was. The only camp counselor I can remember was Eastern Invitational. It was like a basketball summer camp, and it was like it was part of. Like I was at the camp playing ball, but then it was like
there were also kids there.
So they would get us to do like little shooting drills, and, you know.
Well, did you get along with kids just generally?
Yeah, I love kids, man.
So you going into being a parent, you were just like, oh, I'm gonna be good.
Yeah, it was. You know why? Because they innocent. Like you have innocence up to a certain age. Mm-hmm. You know when you don't know
yeah,
nothing.
16, you just, then you start getting tattoos.
I lost mine early. My innocence was gone. But I love kids, man. That's the future. I was a kid. Y'all was kids. Like you gotta understand, they're not gonna be kids forever. You know what I mean? And all I can remember is when I was a kid was the people that was nice to me,
mm-hmm.
or the auntie that bought me the shoes. Right. Or, you don't remember nobody else. You know what I mean? Like I don't know them. Like and they be your blood family. So with kids, I just try to be cool, man. Show love whenever I can. And for my daughter, I'm gonna be the best super dad.
That's awesome.
I'm super dad.
Who does your daughter do play dates with?
Play dates? None.
At 4 months?
Ain't no play dates. That's over with.
That's right.
It never started. Ain't no play dates. Play dates with me.
Can you talk about this recent trip to L.A.? Obviously, you were hanging out with Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to get Nipsey on the podcast, by the way. Mm-hmm. How is he? Is he a funny dude? Yeah. Is he, like, nice?
We got little, how can I break it down, like, in the streets, we got a lot in common. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it like that. But so that's what really, I mean, of course it was the music, but the bond was more, you know what I mean? We come from the same type of cloth.
Yeah.
So he was 100. Like, I got nothing but love for Nip. He works crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he motivated me more than anything. Like, I went to his businesses. He has his own T-shirt spot. I ain't going to say it's a T-shirt spot. He has his own clothing store.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And a Fat Burger. Right next to it, in the same, like, you know what I mean?
And those are his, yeah.
He owns them, and that's where he's from. Awesome, yeah. So he did nothing but motivate me, man. We jumped on a record that same night. He put it out the next day. So it's like, that's my favorite. I'm moving in next. That's where I'm going.
To L.A.?
Yeah, I'm going over there.
Man.
Do you know where in L.A. you're going to move?
Not exactly. I actually like the city. I like downtown. Like they got some nice condos downtown.
They have
LA.
Good tacos down there.
They do.
Great.
But see now, if you move to LA, you really do have to get your driver's license, unless you're just gonna be Ubered everywhere.
Oh no, I got to get the. Over there you drive. New York, I'm not. I'll be like, I don't really drive anyway. But over there, I got the. I mean, that's where you play with.
When's the last time you took the subway? Or do you still take the subway?
Nah, I don't take the train no more. Last time I caught
You've
the train.
You've changed.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Hollywood, man.
Yeah. Got your Saint Laurent.
I got brand new, man. Nah, last time I caught the train, it was actually for something in Shade 45. What was we doing that night? Me and Soul ran in the rain.
Oh, were you running late?
And I
you
was had late. To, like, I caught the train.
Can't deal with traffic, like.
I was probably going to catch the train anyway, like, if I wasn't running late.
Yeah.
Life hadn't changed yet. You know what I mean? So, but that was the last time I caught the train that night.
How's it feel that, with the reaction that you got from freestyling on Flex? Like not even getting into, like, because not everyone's lyrical, and that's just, like, a fact, yeah, right? You happen to be an excellent lyricist. By the way, you're Jeff's favorite song that you...
The one with Game?
Was one with Game. Like,
oh, Bad Boy.
Yo, yeah. It's just, like, punchline after punchline after punchline.
Talking that talk.
But
yeah.
you're
Special cloth talk.
Yeah, but yeah. You're somebody who, like, can really talk, right? Yeah. And on the spot, and, like, you did it for Flex.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest platform that there is.
Yeah.
Like, legendary. And, like you said, like, when the lights are bright, mm-hmm, you're good.
You know why? Because I live for that, man. I can remember being in the hood, like, yo, man, if nigga ever get on Flex, like, I remember hearing him drop bombs on. I can remember when he was dropping bombs on Hey Poppy, when Jay-Z dropped that. I could go that far back. So it's like, he called Wayno telling me, yo, you got Flex tonight. What? Like, this is what we live for, man. I'm gonna go up there and show y'all why you hearing my name so much, why you seeing my name everywhere, why they put me on the cover. I can't get to that and blah, 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 and fumble. Like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna just do what got me here.
And you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going through your head when you're freestyling, by the way?
So much, man. What I'm about to say? Like, where I'm gonna go? Should I say this? Holy. I don't, I mean, I be, I just, and then sometimes I black, like, I don't know what's going on. I just close my eyes or I just black out, like, I don't.
Was that your first time meeting Flex?
Nah, that was, this one I just did was my actual fifth freestyle for him, because I did, the first time I went up there, we did four beats.
Whoa.
It was four parts, going Davies, Funk, Flex, it's five parts now. I just did the fifth one.
Yeah.
But, nah, Flex is the big homie, like, he heard my music, first record he heard was The Offering. But he heard it like a year late. Feel me? No disrespect to him, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he heard it like a year late. So when he heard it, he was like, yo, who is this kid? I need some new music. I can't play this. This is old. So we got him one of my freestyles called Right. It's on my SoundCloud. I just sent him that. And since then, he pushed the button. He was like, yo, I need you to come up here. I want you to rap. I mean, let me pick the four beats. Pick the four beats I wanted to do. Went crazy up there. And then he just invited me back, you know what I mean, to really, like, promote my tape. And, you know, just it was just random on the spot. Go in, I mean.
Well, how did it feel? I mean, like, okay, so you can freestyle. You for the XXL freshman shoot, for the mm-hmm. Cypher, a lot of people don't know that, but, like, you can get as many takes as you want to get it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You took how many takes? Two.
Woo.
The only reason I didn't do the first, I get it, the first one, the only reason I, like, slurred my last ball, like, I ain't want to, I was like,
trash.
Do it again. Yeah. I was like, fuck. But I'm the only person.
Yep. For the record.
For the record, on that cover, that took two takes.
Everybody else took one take.
I'm not going to say nothing else. For the record.
That's,
I was there. I watched it all. Like, only one.
You are the only Richmond Spider. Yeah.
But how does it feel to then, like, have to wait around while everybody else takes more than two takes?
I mean, it was dope because just the experience, man. I'm kicking it with her. I mean, yeah. Like, it was just,
see,
it
you
was
said
love.
There was no politics in rap. You're being very political.
It was love, man. It was love. You know what I mean? And you got to remember, I understand my caliber of music.
Right.
I understand a lot of them other dudes' caliber of music.
Do you overstand it?
Overstand. I wasn't really, I'm not looking to come in there and hear, boom. I wasn't really expecting to hear nobody rap like me or come in there and go.
Right.
I wasn't expecting it. I know.
Why just meant, like, the length of time, like, waiting around?
Fuck it, man. We was there. I was happy to be a part of it. Vanessa had me drunk. She had the Henny reserved for me. I wasn't complaining.
That's why you were
slurring. We could smoke in the building. It was love.
It was a good day.
It was a good day. They had food. It was all good.
How were the XXL shows?
Oh, crazy.
Yeah?
L.A. was more live than New York.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. L.A. was a lot more.
That's a bummer for New York.
Yeah. It was. I was surprised, but when I came out of L.A., they went crazy.
Were there any L.A. specific or West Coast artists?
Anderson Paak.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
He's dope.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's dope.
Wow. New York, well,
yeah, New York show was dope.
Okay,
nothing, but LA show was
like on 11.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I came out like we throwing water. I'm like, oh. I'm doing stuff that I watch people do. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is my show. I'm jumping. I'm like, I don't be jumping. I'm a lyricist. I'm jumping, going, get your hands up, going crazy. Like, I'm finally starting to understand crowd control. Mm-hmm. I mean, and how important that is for a performance.
For sure.
I mean? Well,
what's the best show you've done, you think?
Might have been that one. I ain't gonna lie. Because that was like
the most recent.
It was the most recent, but it was like, honestly, I really I'm not gonna say that was the best one. I'm not gonna say that. I lied. I wanna say probably the best show we had was either I Love the Philly Show, And I loved the Atlanta show was crazy. Mm. Where people was actually like, I'm looking in the crowd and they was actually like word for word, like the whole front crowd like was rapping with me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was actually putting the mic.
That's so
I never
awesome.
Did that before. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where I'm like, yo, these people really know in Phoenix, Arizona, like they really knew.
And Shibuya.
Word yeah, word. Shibuya. You know what I mean? Japan. I'm like, yo, internet is powerful.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Man, who's the most like amazing follow that you've gotten on Twitter? Someone who's followed you and you're just like, well, really? Like this person?
Follow me on Twitter.
President Barack Obama.
Obama, man. I don't know. I don't be paying attention. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Nina Hartley.
Really?
The porn star.
Yeah. you just met her.
I met her and she followed me.
Okay.
So that was crazy. I've been watching her since.
Shouts to her.
Seventh, eighth grade. Shouts to Nina.
But you see that verified like notification come across your phone. Like, you're like, what? Nina.
You're like, well.
But she probably got like a somebody run that. I mean, a lot of people be having people run them Twitters.
Yeah.
That's really me on my Twitter account. So if you talk crazy, that's why I be quoting it and retweeting it. I'm gonna say something back. Not everybody. But I got time today for some. I mean,
today's been a good
somebody
day.
Going,
yeah.
You know what I mean, nah, I try to just keep it positive, man.
Now you don't need to explain in detail why today was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But does it have anything to do with? I think was it Percocets where you said like I just signed the biggest the biggest deal that I've signed in my life.
Said,
like
I
I'm
just
good.
Signed
whatever.
A deal that'll change my fucking life.
And it did.
I got a little, you know, but it ain't. It's like life is crazy, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it with that. Life is crazy. Yeah, life is crazy. Listen to the music, man. It's real life shit, but life is crazy. I'm blessed. I never seen it doing what it's doing. I seen it, but I didn't. I mean, I didn't really think it could happen. So it's
happening.
It's happening. Yeah. It's happening every day. Every day.
What is your favorite dish at Sweet Chick?
Chicken and waffles.
Oh, smart man.
Chicken and waffles. Oh, and the macaroni and cheese is crazy.
Okay.
Mac and cheese. If you go to Sweet Chick, you have to get the mac and cheese. It's crazy.
Have you been to Sweet Chick with Nas? Is that like the only
place
he'll go?
He met me there on my birthday. He surprised me. I was in there like random. I'm like, well, let's go to Sweet Chick. And he showed up in the hallway in the back. He come walk there. I didn't even know he was in New York. He surprised me on my birthday.
By the way, same thing. Wayno called again.
Yeah.
They be making them calls, man. They be like, I'm thinking I'm being surprised.
So what else exciting is coming up for you?
My project, Kyrie Chanel. Mm-hmm. It's about to drop early August. Got a nice tour I'm about to be on. I don't want to say with who just yet.
Okay.
But nice tour.
Nina Hartley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going on a good Exotica tour. Yeah. But I'm going on a tour. Got the tape dropping. I got my hat line, my Zini. I mean, I got my own. It's in, we just got them actually in Vinnie Styles and Tom, Dick, and Harry in Brooklyn. So a lot of clothing stores in New York starting to pick up my line.
Dope.
It's just moving, man.
Actually, and before we go,
mm-hmm.
what were your thoughts during the whole KD free agency mm-hmm. situation? Just as a basketball fan, not even as someone who like has known him in real life.
As a basketball fan, like I feel like Golden State has their franchise players. You know what I mean? And I'm a big supporter and believer in being the man where you at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So but I think it's a good move.
Are you a Knicks fan?
I gotta
Eric,
be.
He played at Barclays.
I have to be a Knicks fan. Carmelo Anthony was my favorite player growing up in high school and when he was at Syracuse and all of that. So I'm going to ride with Melo, you know what I mean? But New York, man.
Here's what you need to do, by the way. If you really are a Knicks fan,
mm-hmm.
give them a new song.
Like, need a good anthem.
Go New York, go New York, go no good?
No, that one I fuck with.
New York.
But I'm saying, like, we love Swiss, but that one that he did for them has got to go. Like, we need something from you.
My boy Lance just renewed his contract, Lance Thomas. That's one of my best friends, so... You'll see me at a lot of Knick games for sure this year.
All right.
One last thing before we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cat Williams was also on Dipset.
Cat. That's one of the funniest people on TV and in real life. He live a wild life in real life. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
I got nothing but love for Cat. We had a show in Philly.
He came through?
With Beanie Siegel, Kiss was there.
You were there for that?
I was there. You seen it all when it made World Star?
Yeah, yeah.
He was on stage with me. He pulled me to the side. He said, I don't know if you signed. I don't know what's going on, but I'm ready to invest it all. He went crazy. I was like, all right, yo, let's take the picture. I turned to my man, like, yo, let's take the pic. When I looked back, he ran off. I'm like, yo, this
he
dude
was
is
run off.
He's a real, now, he's a real movie, but... Like, he's a legend, too, man. Some people come by in his lifetime, man, and they classics. You know what I mean? For the things they do, whether it's the antics, whatever it is. Like, I got number love for Cat Williams. He's hilarious.
How did his hair look in person?
He had it slick, man. He had a good perm. It was perm. You know what I mean? He had mad shirts on. I remember that. Like, he had, like, 30 T-shirts on. Like,
what?
He kept taking shirts on. he's a funny dude, man. Mad funny, yo. Mad love, mad funny.
I like how, like, you turn around, he disappeared, like he is your version of Prince.
He got low on me. I'm like, damn, Cat, I wanted one for the gram, like. He got low on me.
Bro. Cat Williams. Well, congratulations on everything you've done.
Thank
congratulations
you,
on everything that's about to happen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And shouts to Harlem.
Yeah. Shot, baby.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That was super dope.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, if people want to find out more about our podcast, if people want to find out more about our history, if people want to find out more about our home address, where can they go?
You can always find our home address on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. You can also go on fullscreen.com/itsthereal. You can watch us in our home, see our home address from inside the home.
Wait, don't forget iTunes.
You can also search for It's The Real, A Waste of Time with It's The Real, or even just A Waste of Time on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, comment, all of that. Instagram at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Snapchat, here's the curveball, it's at It's The Real, and It's The Real Eric, because It's The Real was taken. Fuck whoever took It's The Real. We want it back. We're coming to get it.
Jeff, you know this podcast will not grow if it's just the two of us shouting at the end of podcasts every week. But what people can do is they can tell their friends to tell their friends to tell their friends, and we can all be friends. Jeff, who would you like to shout out for them to shout out our podcast?
I want to shout out Chili Gonzalez.
Oh, from Twitter?
From Twitter and from real life, too. We haven't met him, but he exists.
Well, he's on YouTube also.
Yes, he has a great YouTube series where he explains the musicality of rap songs and pop songs. He's also worked with Drake. He is from Canada, so that's a natural thing.
Wait, just a second of vanity. Didn't he shout out our Megamix from the Ty Dolla $ign episode?
He did.
Oh, well, really? Shout out to Chili Gonzalez.
Chili Gonzalez.
All right, so shout out to Chili Gonzalez. Chili, go tell all your friends about A Waste of Time with It's The Real. I would like to tell three people, Jeff. I would like to tell Hector and Crystalin and Ben. You know where we know them from.
Our music video shoot.
They were there. They were
the cop, the firefighter, and the contractor.
That's right. Shout out to them, Hector, Crystalin, and Ben. I know Hector in particular was interested in listening to this podcast. I hope he does. I hope he hears our shout out. We really appreciated all of the work that he put in. They're amazing grips. They're amazing
people.
Yeah.
They're great passengers, to be honest.
They were great passengers. They rode up to the set with us. Shout out to them. Thanks for all the help, everyone. Shout out to Ian Wolfson, Rex Arrow. Shout out to everyone who helped out on set and off. Jeff, would you like to do this again next week?
Yes. Done.
See you then.
Yeah.